of love never appealed to me.
Gotta have it all, not half of a love.
If your heart and ever could yield to me.
Our bumper music today, the great Francis Albert, one of the all-time favorites. Much of the fan of Billy Joel, George Strait,
Dean Martin.
Dean, oh.
His lovely daughter, Dina.
Dina,
who's rapidly become a favorite of yours.
When was she on the show this week, Frank?
Yeah, one of the days, yeah.
Dean Martin's daughter, Dina, was on the show. She's just out of playing in Vegas doing the best. We love Frankie. Frank Sinatra Jr., though, not a lot of visibility.
He's a good singer, too.
He was his dad's orchestra leader for years.
Yeah.
When he played that final show in Houston at the Hyatt in 1993, which I still regret not going to. We just moved here.
Yeah.
And it was for children's charities, I think, or Variety Club or something like that. Tickets were like $5 billion, like a one arm and half a leg. And Denise and I were, you know, just moved here. I think we're still living at the DoubleTree. And there was like Sinatra's in town. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these tickets are like $150, $200 a ticket. Whatever it was in 93.
Yeah.
Now I kind of wish I'd gone.
Yeah, no kidding.
And his son, Frank Jr., was the band leader. Really has been under the radar, but he did show up in an episode of The Sopranos. As himself.
Yes, he did.
Yes, as himself.
And he still goes around. He does a lot of singing around the country, lots of venues. He shows up and he packs them in.
Fontaine, if you can get him, that's like gold.
Yeah, if you get Frank Sinatra Jr., Mr. Fontaine, you're good at getting everybody else.
And we'll put him on the phone with Dina Martin, and we'll have
we'll have
a Rat Pack reunion.
Oh my goodness, that'd be wonderful!
All right, every Friday at this time we do a marriage segment that was banned at my previous radio station. The state senator didn't like it. He told me to knock it off. Too preachy, I think he's called it. When I talk about the glory, the sanctity.
Preach,
the
Mr.
holiness
preach,
of marriage.
Preach.
Right, and I don't. If you cheat, you're a scumbag. It's all there is to it. I don't care. You stay faithful. Semper Fidelis. My wingman in the op has always been Robert Kosick. In fact, he was banned with me back in 2011, 2012, whatever it was.
A couple of real bad guys.
Real bad guys. Yeah, he's a church deacon. I'm a radio guy. We're trouble in a hat. He's a marriage coach. Wrote the book Honor the Vow. Good morning, Mr. C.
Good morning, Sam. Yeah, we're terrible. It must be that Sicilian side of me.
Right. Right? The marriage topic is always up on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, Keeping Your Marriage Hot. The debate, it says, we're not done talking. Ready for this one, Coach? When you argue with your spouse, what does it mean when he or she walks away before the issue is resolved? And that's true. Like when Denise gets mad, it doesn't happen very often, but I'm always like, all right, we'll talk about it later. All right, I've got to go upstairs and watch TV.
Yeah. I'm out of here. I'm
right.
Leaving. Obama went for a walk. Maybe he was trying to avoid an argument.
That's good ears. That's right. He was. He went for a walk yesterday. They made the news. He wanted to get away from the jet thief.
That's it.
So you got a husband and wife. They love each other, but it's true. You're not always going to see eye to eye, right?
No, you're not.
And it happens. I love my wife more than anything. My number one priority is taking care of her, but we disagree on certain things. We don't argue, but we'll, you know, may raise our voice a little. What does it mean when one walks away?
Yeah, it's a tough one, and I deal with this quite a bit. Obviously, when husbands come to see me, spouses as well, just because they're arguing all the time. They just don't know what to do. Things are tense, and they said, it's all we do is we argue about everything. And when you talk to the wife, she's like, every time I try to bring up something, he walks away. He shuts down. He doesn't want to talk about it. And I said, well, why does he do that? And she always comes back with the same answer most times. He's avoiding the issue. He doesn't care, or it's not important to him. So what do you think? Agree or disagree?
Well, it's not that we don't care. And of course, it's important. I don't know. Is it timing?
Could be timing.
Yeah.
Could be he just a jerk and he doesn't care. He just wants to walk away.
What if you just walk in the door? You know, you just come home and I always have my computer case and I undo my tie and whatever. Maybe that's not the time to.
Maybe it's not the time. Maybe he's just not engaged yet. He's wiped out. He used up his 10,000 words, and he's got none left. It's a tough deal, but it's a hot issue. It's a hot issue. Now, if you talk to the husband, he's probably going to tell you either he needs time to calm down because things have gotten escalated too high.
Right.
He maybe need to think about the issue a little bit more.
Right.
And, his most guys, their main train of thought is come up with a solution, and we know that's not always what you're supposed to do. But a lot of guys, when I start talking to them, get a little bit deeper, they'll say, look, I'm getting really hot, and I'm getting really angry, and I'm doing the honorable thing, and I'm walking away before I say something that I'm going to regret.
Mm.
So that's his point of view is, hey, I'm doing the honorable thing by walking away. Now try to get the wife to understand that. So so where's the disconnect? So what? So we got to get down to what is the real problem here, and what's the disconnect, and how do we get those two to really understand what's happening is the real issue. So I've done a little studying, and I've come up with one single reason why every argument happens.
Why is that?
One reason.
Why is that?
Real simple. You're arguing about whose need or whose opinion is most important. That's
You're
every argument.
About whose need or whose opinion is most important?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Okay, well, if somebody forgot this, they mailed the Visa bill and there's a late fee. How does that work?
Okay, so
you, did you mail? I thought I mailed it. You just cost us $2,400.
So there's the need. This is my reputation on the line. You just impacted my reputation, okay. My credit. I look bad. So it's my need. I need to be strong in the financial, and I need to have a strong reputation. So you're against my need.
Interesting.
That's
I just threw that out to Robert Kosick, who wrote the book Under the Veil, Church Deacon, Marriage Coach. And he just threw it back with an answer. Dang, that was fast, bro. It's
We're
almost
trying.
Like it's like rehearsed and we didn't.
No, it's not like this is the first dance. I've talked to a whole bunch of guys who deal with this and a whole bunch of wives. So I've learned a few things along the way.
I think
I would learn them through my own marriage, but that's a whole different issue.
No, you have to learn out on the streets, so to speak, because there's so many different variations of the conversation. So the husband and the wife start an argument. The husband says, whatever, and he walks off because he doesn't want to say, like, shut up, or doesn't want to say, like you would say to a guy, you know, at work or on the street. Doesn't want to say the wrong thing. The wife misinterprets it. Okay? Now it's escalating. But the bottom line is there's a need or something like that has to be addressed of one or the other person.
Yeah, and it's usually not whatever you're arguing about. There's something deeper almost every single time. There's something else there. For the wife, a lot of times when she's angry and upset, it's usually because she's feeling devalued, she's feeling burnt out, she's feeling unappreciated a lot of times. And all she's telling you is, I love you a bunch and I'm not feeling it coming back at me.
Really?
That's what it is a lot of the times.
There's a lot of people driving going, no, I think when my wife or husband was yelling at me, I don't think they were saying secretly, I love you, I want to work this out.
I love you, I want you. They do, but I mean, I had this when I was writing the book, too. My wife was like, finish the book. And I could have got upset and said, oh, well, I guess the book's not important to you, so it must not be important. But really what she was saying is that book is consuming you,
right?
And we want you, and I'm having to compete with that book, and I don't want to.
Yeah, women don't want to do that. Robert Kosick wrote the book Under the Veil, My Marriage Segment Wing Guy. Something I saw an interesting picture on Facebook, and it was a classic old, like, 1950s looking black and white of a nerd guy, you know, those big old puffy suits they used to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding the door open for the wife, and she's got the hat on and the gloves. And it said, real men still do this, and it's opening the door for your wife. I still do that because, it's going to be like part of our pattern. You know, I walked Denise to the side of the car. I put my hand on the top of her head like the cop puts a perp into the car, you know, so they don't bang their heads. But it's something we do. But you never see a man opening the door for his girlfriend, wife, whatever, and getting her into the car.
It's a tough one, and you're hitting on a sore spot for my wife as well. I'm up north, and that's fantastic that you're doing it, but up north a lot of times they don't. That's just not a common practice. That's more of a southern practice to go do that, and it should be something that's done. I sit there and I say, look, I hit the button, the door's unlocked. What more do you want?
Jeez, you pain. I hit the button, open it. Get off my back. Stop nagging.
I'm not good at remembering that, and a few times that I do, my wife will get in the car, and she'll look at me, and she goes, who was watching?
That's right. Was there a film crew? Was there
Which
somebody?
One of your clients was watching to see if you opened the door just now? Like, no, I actually thought of it on my own. It was pretty good.
So here's the deal. I'm a little more street. You're the deacon. So I always say, husbands, treat your wives like your mistress. Grab them on the booty. Give them a kiss on the back of the neck. Eyeball them when they're walking by. It's your wife, man. You can oogle her.
Absolutely.
It's totally green light. Add this, and this is non-physical. This doesn't involve any pinching or grabbing or groping, although those are all great. Open the door.
Open the door for her.
The car door.
Yeah, and pull the chair out for her if you want to do that too. Just don't pull it too far so that she misses it when she sits down.
That's when you're arguing. All right, sit down. Let's talk about it. Whoops!
But here, you want the greatest diffuser? There you go. You want the greatest diffuser for an argument. The absolute greatest that you can do for the husbands to do this. Wives, it may work as well for the men, but the husband do this. Sit down, reach over, take her hand, and say, okay, let me help understand this a little bit better. Talk to me about what's really going on here. Now, wives, please. He doesn't want to hear more. but
no,
go
that's
ahead
very
and
nice.
Try
that, that's very subtle. That's just reach over and take your wife's hand. And wives can do the same thing. If you want to take it a step further, I'm really cool with that. total green light. Call the ball. If you want to take his hand somewhere else, that's fine. At least, you know, reestablish your love for each other and then work it through again.
Yeah, because what that says is I appreciate you. I love you. I really do care about you and want to know what's going on. Just help me understand a little bit better. I'm a little confused because I'm a guy. And you're talking emotions. I'm talking fix. And we're not connecting here. I'm trying to find a solution, black and white. She's talking, you know, total emotions.
Half the time,
she doesn't even know what she's mad at. So just sit there and relax with her. A lot of times, she just wants to feel valued. She wants to know that you love her. And that's going to diffuse a lot of your arguments.
Done deal. HonorTheVal.com, my wingman for this segment every Friday, unless we get banned at radio stations. Which makes me weird. Robert
Costa.
Never
again.
What's that?
I said, hopefully never again.
Hopefully. No. Salem, this company, they love that somebody's standing up for marriage on a weekly basis.
That's awesome.
And they
awesome.
They wouldn't mind if we did two or three times a week, but there's too many scandals to do it. Keep up the good work, Mr. Kosick.
You have a phenomenal three-day weekend, Sam.
Yes, sir. You too. Back in a second. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070.